Cause you love me. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
I believe when we're doing good things and we're living our life, that the enemy tries to load us up with extra stuff that we really don't need. My prayer is, God, give me wisdom in this year to not overcommit, to not overload, to not seek to please people simply because there's a good thing that needs to be done. Father, give me wisdom to not add to the load. I'm not going to ask if anyone's worn out, if anyone's tired, if anyone's struggling to hang on. But could I say this? That all those things are signs of needing to unload. Unload. We might need to just clean things up a bit. Rita Peck, bless her heart, hero in the faith, she's with Jesus today. She is working in the office with my wife. But Miss Rita, we went on vacation and we came back from vacation and I stepped into my office and I'm like, what happened to my office? Rita, come quick. Somebody has plundered my office. She came in, she said, what's wrong? I said, when I left, I had a pile here, and it had this stuff in it, and I had a pile on this corner, and it had that in it, and I had a stack of books over here, and I had stuff right here in front. Everything is gone. Somebody's been in my office. She smiled. She said, if you need it, Pastor, it's right up there in that box with the date on the outside. I wonder if God might want some of us to put some things in a box and put a date on the outside and say, I haven't been able to fix it or them. I haven't been able to change it or them. I haven't been able to add to the solution of it or them. So I'm just going to put it in a God box and I'm going to date it and I'm going to say, God, I don't need to carry this because I'm not able to help anyway. I think this is something that you're going to have to handle somewhere in storage. It's sort of like the cornerstone where after 100 years you break it open and inside there's some tablets and some treasures. Somewhere, some place, I have boxes of stuff that have a date on them that God only knows how I've lived without all these years. because God sent somebody to help me unload. I hope you're getting something this morning. I believe the Holy Spirit put this on my heart, because for this next year to be different, we have to be maybe different. If that's something that God is saying. Strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress. Let us run with endurance. So we strip off the weights, and especially the sin. It's not all sin. Hello? It's not all sin you need to let go of. You may say, I don't know of any sin in my life. It may not be sin. It may be good things that just aren't God things. Say, well, these are God things. Maybe not for you this time. Every weight slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from start to finish. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew would be his afterwards. Now he's seated in the place of highest honor beside God's throne in heaven. So, how do we do this? We do this by disciplined, determined focus on God. My buddy Nick is back there. And Nick, sometimes it starts with S. Right? Surrender. So we keep our eyes on God by surrendering. And then verse 3 says, well, the New Living, I'm going to read it out of the New Living, it's what I have. Think. We had that earlier over in 1 Thessalonians, didn't we? That same word, think. Think about all he endured. Now, wait a minute. I've been thinking about what I'm enduring. Come on, preacher, give me a break. Doesn't God care? I mean, look what I'm going through. Look what I've experienced. Look what I'm facing. The Holy Spirit says if you are going to be able to be a runner who reaches your potential, in other words, you're not doing the snail slide, the turtle crawl. No, but you're a runner. If you're going to reach that, it's going to require discipline, focus on the Lord, and it's going to involve your mind. It's going to involve your intellect. It's going to involve you thinking about what God has done for you instead of what a great martyr you are in the kingdom. Now, maybe we need to go back and with the guys, we're doing this slowly, working through the heroes of faith on Saturday mornings. But maybe just to read through that and say, what do these people put up with? You know, what is this great cloud of witnesses, and what would they or could they tell me? Well, that's a pretty interesting thing, because I don't know about you, but I like the ones that won every time. I like those that conquered kingdoms, killed Goliath, went out, their children are raised from the dead. I like all of those. Why does it have to, in verse 35, have another group that's called the But Others? The But Others. Yeah, that's what the New Living says. But Others. Can I share some of this? Others trusted God and were tortured, preferring to die rather than turn from God and be free. Others placed their hope in the resurrection to a better life. Some were mocked. Their backs were cut open with whips. Others were chained in dungeons. Some died by stoning. Some were sawed in half. Others were killed with the sword. Some went about in skins of sheep and goats. Are you sensing that your burr in your saddle is not quite that significant? I am. The point is God and God's grace is sufficient regardless of what we go through. Yes. Some died by stoning. Some were sawed in half. Others killed with a sword. Some went about in skins of sheep and goats, hungry, oppressed, mistreated. They were too good for this world. They wandered over deserts, mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. And all of these people we mentioned received God's approval. Graduation day. I'm not looking for some joke at Peter's gate. I'm looking to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful with a few things. You know you're faithful with a few things? God's going to give you more. God's approval because of their faith. None of them received all that God had promised. God had so much more for them. And guess what? God has forever to make good on His promise to them. Yes. Think about all Jesus endured when sinful people did such terrible things to Him so that you don't become weary and give up. Yeah, I don't want any of you giving up this year. After all, you've not yet given your lives. In other words, you haven't died yet in your struggle against sin. Well, there's a fellow by the name of Jacob. Any of you remember him? Do you know for about 20 years... maybe 21 years. He was a con man. I mean, sort of. He was kind of a God-fearing con man. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's not like he was doing things right, but he had an encounter with God. Remember, he was sleeping on the rock and saw the angels ascending, descending, and God talked to him, and he talked to God. And in fact, Jacob kind of liked negotiation. He kind of liked to be able to kind of argue his case. And if you remember, he said, "Now, God, if you, these are my words. If you prosper me, and you know, you take good care of me, and you bring me back here, then I'll give you a tenth." And you know, you'll be my God. And Jacob's kind of like, "Well, God, if you, then I will." I'm sure none of you in this room prays that way. Maybe somebody that's going to live stream may have done that once or twice with God. "You know, God, you heal my son, my daughter, you prosper me, you set me free, you do this, you do that, and then God, I will do this." And you know what though? God knows what we'll really do. You know what? Isn't that funny? That people think they're negotiating with God and God knows the end and the beginning. He knows everything. And so He knows if you're really going to do it. And the amazing thing is, even when God's dealing with a con man, not you ladies, this was a man, right? So right now you don't mind us talking about men, right? So we'll talk about the con man. So even if it's a con man, God still had a plan for his life. He's left Laban. He's heading back home. And he has all this wealth. Remember, he left, he had a staff. That's all he had. He had a staff, he left with a staff. Now he has two wives, he has his family, he has all this livestock. He has all this blessing. But he's got to face the mess he left back home. We're talking about running a race. Some in the body of Christ are never going to run like God intended you to run until you fix the mess back home. Not going to get away from it. It's there. See, he has this one thing. He has this brother. He's afraid of his brother. He had reason to be afraid of his brother because of the way he treated his brother. But he's got to face his brother. And so he has a plan, you know, I'm going to split up groups and I'm going to do this and that. And I'll send gifts and I'll buy him off and then maybe his anger will be pacified. And so, but I don't want to talk about all that. I want to talk about he's at the river. And he has an encounter with God. My prayer is that this year will be a year of encounters with God. Regardless of how righteous, how unrighteous, how clean, how unclean, how perfect or how messed up, regardless of any of that, that we have an encounter individually. I'm not just saying this for you. This isn't a message. This is my prayer. This is my pursuit. This is my passion. This is my desire that we all would have encounters with God. You know, the wrestling match goes on through the night and the sky's beginning to lighten. Messenger's saying, "Let me go." You have to read the account and chuckle a bit because it gives you this idea that Jacob is somehow able to manage and hang on to God and God couldn't get loose. Let me assure you, God doesn't want to get loose. God wants to be found. God wants to be caught. God wants to be pursued. God wants to be encountered. God wants you to passionately seek Him. And not just so you can hit the floor for a moment, but so your race can be transformed. So when you step into Monday morning, that you're not the same runner you were a week ago. You're a new runner now. Because now, well, maybe you have a bone out, but you're going to run better. What have you gone through in this past year? What have you faced? What is God saying to you through that? Morning's breaking. He's hanging on. No, I won't let you go unless you bless me. Have you heard of the nation that's called Israel? It was birthed in that encounter. You will no longer be the hill grasper. Jacob is dying. The man who fought for his rights to make something of himself, who has worked so hard with all of his wisdom, has now been given a new name. Now you will be called Israel. You from your seed, there will be a nation that will bless the entire earth. Now Israel, go ahead and run your race. Church, run your race. Run your race. Run your race. Christopher Collins in City Hall, run your race. The day of Pentecost, Peter stood up. And guess who stood up with him? The other apostles. They all stood up. Stand up. Stand up for God. Stand up wherever you go for God. Be visible. Live with purpose. Live with determination. Use your gifts for God's glory. Be assured and convinced that out of every person on the planet, no one was created to do what God made you to do. So do it! Or as my buddy Bill says, do it! I love that, Bill. Just do it for the glory of God. Blanche, come up, please. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Back about a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe, one morning I woke up and I just kept hearing these words. I'll strengthen you, help you, and cause you to stand. Upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. I'll strengthen you, help you, and cause you to stand. Upheld by thy gracious, omnipotent hand. Father reminds me that in 6 days He created heaven and earth. 3,000 were saved at Pentecost. I'm trusting God for supernatural strength for the journey. Come on up, hon. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As soon as the communion elements are passed, I'd like Ruddy and Jasmine to come to the front. I want to anoint them. I'd like Jose and Cheryl to come to the front. I'd like to anoint them. Where's Mr. Don? Chaplain Don, come up here. I'd like to anoint you. Thank you, Father. Ben and Mary Ellen in Jacksonville, consider yourself anointed this morning. Praise God. Bob and Esther. Where's Bob and Esther? Bob's in the front. Somebody replace him for a bit. I want you to face the people, but I'm going to come in front and I'm going to anoint you with oil. Where's Esther? We'll wait. Come on up, Esther, please. I want you to know that I'm not one of those preachers that says if there was anything else I could do, I would do it. That the ministry is a horrible place to be. I want to tell you, I absolutely love serving God. I love the ministry. I love seeing what God does. I love the Word of God. I love hanging out in God's presence. I love the promises of God. I love to read that eye hath not seen, neither has it entered into the heart of man, or the mind cannot conceive what God has in store for those who love Him. I love to pray for my city and my region. I love to be in the presence of God and have visions. Thousands of people with their hands raised, surrendering to God. I love the fact that God lets us live now in this time of imminent return. I consider it an awesome blessing to be able to serve God with you, with these brothers and sisters that are here this morning. Not one of us for a moment would think or say that we can do anything apart from the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I don't know what all God has in store for us in this coming year. But I know one thing. I know that at the end of this next year, by the grace of God, I plan to be a runner that runs with the Holy Spirit, that expects God and sees God show up in miraculous ways. I expect big things of God because my God's a big, big God. I don't have any fear because He's with us. And I had this picture, this vision. God just gave me this vision. Maybe there's a picture of it someplace. I haven't seen it if there is. Let me tell you how I see it. I see you, the people of God. I see brothers and sisters that God's just given different gifts to, and He's called us to serve. And we see it an honor to serve. But I see us at this buffet. It's a grand buffet. It's a big, big, big table. And it's loaded. And it's surrounded by you and by servants in the body of Christ. And this table is loaded. But surrounding the table are all of these wicked demons that are just frowning at us. And we're sitting there feasting. Presence of God. And I was singing on the mountain. Living on the mountain underneath the cloudless sky. I'm feasting at the fountain that never shall run dry. And the Father said, yes, the psalmist had it. He preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStuart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.